It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
And sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all 7 of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like cropping.
And we welcome you back to American Legion Baseball here on KNCA 103.9 FM alongside our Cobra Channel's own Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you as we got two of the top teams here in Northeast Kansas duking it out. It's Hiawatha Post 66 hosting Seneca Post 21. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team in Post 21 in Seneca. 8 wins and 4 losses. They will go like this here tonight. Carter Hike, he'll lead it off and play at second base. Jack Mackey is batting second and catching. Cooper Kramer, he bats third. He'll be at shortstop. Jonah Dieter's the pitcher. He will be in the cleanup spot. Aiden Fellkamp, he'll bat fifth and be in left field. Reed McKee, he'll bat sixth and be in center field. Caden Peterson bats seventh. He'll be at first base. Camden Schmitz at third base batting eighth. And Caleb Strothman rounding it out in right field batting ninth. So again, for Seneca Post 21, Hike at second, Mackey catching, Kramer at short, Dieter's pitching, Fellkamp in left, McKee in center, Peterson at first, Schmitz at third, and Strothman in right. For Post 66, the Hiawatha Braves, number one team in the league so far, 18 wins and 6 losses overall. They're 16-2 in league play. They'll go like this tonight. Josh Smith will lead it off. He'll be at second base. He'll be followed by Cooper Wishrup in the number two spot, playing in left field. Ashton Rocky on the bump. He'll be pitching and batting third. Cooper Jacobson in the cleanup spot. He'll be at first base. Caden Smith, the DH, he'll bat fifth. Michael Oldham is batting sixth. He'll be in center field. Lucas Lancaster, he is catching and batting seventh. Dalton Siebenmorgen is batting eighth, and he'll be at third base. And then Gannon Becker is the shortstop, batting ninth. And Peyton Teal, the flex, he'll be out in right field defensively. So again, for Hiawatha, Smith at second, Wishrup in left, Rocky pitching, Jacobson at first, Smith the DH, Oldham in center, Lancaster catching, Siebenmorgen at third, and Becker is the shortstop. So we are ready to rock and roll for another big time American Legion contest here alongside again Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk, Brandon Tamman with you. It's Carter Hike, Jack Mackey, and Cooper Kramer to lead it off here for Seneca. 8 wins and 4 losses coming in, and that is a big time difference between the number of games that Hiawatha has played so far this summer, but nonetheless, these two teams at the top of the league standings. And the first pitch swinging, Rocky, a grounder to the left side, or Hike taking that first pitch and grounding it out to the shortstop, just like that. One pitch, one out. Good play by Becker at short.
Yeah, again, Becker, great athleticism. Comes from Horton. He does a great job playing with their baseball program, but he does a great job playing that shortstop position. Just a nice hop and throw to first.
Well, we'll have, again, more to talk about as we get going. Hard to believe it was raining the entire drive here, and now all of a sudden the sun is shining And we are, again, with a great opportunity to get this ball game in. Rocky, one pitch, one out, his second pitch. And the first to Jack Mackey, the catcher, is a little bit high for ball one.
As you mentioned, on both our drives here, we're like, man, it's raining an awful lot. But once we get here, not a spit of rain. So it's beautiful over here in Hiawatha.
These two teams, the tops in the standings right now, everybody looking up at Hiawatha. Now two balls, no strikes. Mackey takes another one a little bit up and outside. But Seneca, they've had quite a few games postponed over the last few weeks. And next pitch, 2-0 swinging, popped up, shallow center field. This is playable for Oldham. And he comes in shallow left center field to make the catch. And just like that, two outs here in the top of the first inning. So four pitches have equaled the first two outs. And here is Cooper Kramer, the shortstop. No score, just getting going, top of the first inning. Seneca coming off a couple of losses on Sunday. They were swept at home against Corning. Those finals 8-5 and 8-7. Prior to that, they had games against Sabetha postponed. And before that, they had swept Marysville with wins of 9-4 and 5-0. Kramer takes a first pitch, called strike. No balls and one strike as Rocky delivers off speed and bends in there, but just a little bit upstairs to make it one ball, one strike. This is the first meeting between these two this summer so far. They'll play again. They are scheduled for games in Seneca on Sunday. Another pitch missing a little bit up and outside. Two balls and one strike here on Kramer. Two outs, nobody on, no score, top one. Rocky delivers, and a ground ball left side could end the inning. It's fielded by Becker, fields it, and throws to first just in time. For out number three, so a good start for Hiawatha. Three up and three down. No score. We head to the bottom of the first inning here on KNZA.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmer D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
No score to the bottom of the first inning. It's American Legion Baseball on 103.9. It's brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And then Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Kilman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tammen with you here in Hiawatha. Sun is shining. No score to the bottom of the first inning we go. Hiawatha will have Josh Smith, Cooper Wishrup, and Ashton Rocky. And if one of those three are able to get on, Cooper Jacobson will follow after that. The post-66 Braves, 18-6. They had played a non-league tilt against, I believe, Gladstone Legion on Sunday. That was a split for them, a win of 10-2 and a loss to 4-2. They had games against Atchison prior to that postponed. But it has been a good summer so far for Hiawatha. Josh Smith will lead it off, the second baseman, against the Seneca starting pitcher in Jonah Dieters. Seneca rocking the green jersey tops, yellow numerals and lettering with the gray pants, red tops, and gray pants for Hiawatha. And working quickly is Jonah Dieters. And quickly the count, no balls and two strikes here on Josh Smith.
Quickly attacking the bottom right corner.
Another pitch a little bit outside, one ball and two strikes. Mentioned again, first matchup between these two. We're only down to a couple weeks left before the zone tournament. And there's a swing and a miss, and Dieters working quickly, and Smith down swinging for out number one here in the bottom of the first.
Well, I don't think that pitcher versus batter lasted no longer than 60 seconds. I mean, that's a great way to get up there and do some quick work and get into a nice, fast rhythm for Jonah Dieters.
Yeah, Dieters defensively behind him. Schmitz at third, Kramer at short, Hike at second, Peterson at first. You got Mackey catching as Wishrup steps in, takes one inside for ball one. Left fielder is Feldkamp. Center fielder is McKee. The right fielder is Strothman. Seneca was set down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Now one up, one down here in the home first. Next pitch a little bit inside, but clips it for a called strike. One ball, one strike. And it's been kind of an up and down summer as far as any games played in a timely fashion. Everyone's had to deal with postponements over the last few weeks, and the number of games for some teams compared to others has been quite an interesting storyline. As next pitch runs a little bit inside here to Cooper Wishrup, and it's two balls and two strikes.
And the amount of those, you know, games that a team plays, that really, you know, helps a team get in rhythm, or sometimes can knock them out of rhythm depending on, you know, how long they're out of a drought for not playing games.
And there's a called strike three on the inside corner, and back-to-back strikeouts for Dieters to get this one going. Now two outs and nobody on for Ashton Rocky. Well, again, you look at Hiawatha, they've played more games than anybody so far this summer in the league. They are 18-6 and have a league record of 16-2. And then you look at Seneca, who comes in, they are 8-4 and all have been league tilts. And there is quite the difference there. Hiawatha has played doubled as many games as Seneca so far, as Rocky sends a high fly ball to shallow left center field, and coming on to make a diving effort and catch out in left field is Feldkamp. That was nicely done. So both pitchers off to pretty good starts. Three up and three down both ways. We head to the second inning. No score. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Have joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
KNZA.
It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785, and Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. No scores. We head to the second inning of play. It's Hiawatha hosting Seneca here tonight, and Seneca 4, 5, and 6 in their order with Jonah Dieters. First pitch swinging, rifles it right back through the hole and out into center field for a base hit. And it's our first base runner here in tonight's game.
Not only does Jonah Dieters come out and pitch a perfect 1-2-3 inning. He comes out and then lead off in the top of the two here. Gets a nice solid base hit for a single.
Well, both teams have been a little aggressive at the dish early, but pitchers have had the advantage so far. But Dieters at first, nobody out. Here's Aiden Feldkamp. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Look at Seneca. They are 4-0 this year against Marysville. They have lost 2 to Corning. They have split with Sabetha. They have also split a doubleheader with Doniphan County. They took a couple forfeit wins against Atchison. They are scheduled to host Hiawatha on Sunday after a double dip tonight. Feldkamp slicing one foul down the way to the right side and into the trees. And now one ball and one strike.
Tell you what, Dieter's getting a good lead off of first base. There was one pickoff attempt. I was throwing back, but he's got a good 3-4 foot lead.
And a ground ball. Could be a potential double play. Fielded, tagged second for one. Over to first, but the throw a little bit wide. And they'll get back to first, so the lead run is out. So Feldkamp will be at first base with one out. They get Dieters at second base and would have been in time for the DP, but that throw a little bit wide, so one out and one on. So here's Reed McKee, Feldkamp at first, one down, no score, top two. Rocky out of the stretch, he'll fire to first in a close play, but Feldkamp back safely. That's from the right side, Tad open on the stance, Rocky a right-handed thrower, and here's a steal attempt, throw to second base, good throw, good tag, good play, it's an out. That was beautifully done by Lancaster, the catcher, the tag applied in time, and just like that, there are two outs.
Great location on the throw, nice and low, and to the side of where the runner was coming in from, so yeah, no, just all around, great play, Lancaster and Josh Smith out there. Second base.
So now with a one ball, no strike count here on McKee, two outs and nobody on. Chance again for Rocky to face the minimum here in the second. Another pitch a little bit low and outside, two balls and no strikes. So despite a leadoff single by Dieters, all of a sudden two outs and nobody on. There's a foul straight back into the screen. I got 2-1 as well. Two balls and one strike. Sun is shining, not much of a breeze. It is certainly warm as an off-speed pitch is upstairs to make it three balls and one strike. Caden Peterson on deck.
And the clouds here are definitely clearing. I mean, like I said, it's pretty incredible from what was showering just moments ago. It's now just a beautiful sunshine.
Rockies 3-1 is a little bit higher. Correction, we were off by one pitch, so it is now 3-1. Three balls and two strikes. So we got a full count. Here's Rocky's delivery and a swing and a miss. And after all that, down goes Reed McKee. The first strikeout for Rocky and another minimum faced, I guess, with a hit allowed, a caught stealing, and a strikeout. Very nicely done. No scores. We head to the bottom of the second inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and comprehensive medical care for your family? Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. Our dedicated team is committed to providing quality healthcare services, from delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients. From preventative exams to outpatient services, we're here for you every step of the way. Visit SabethaHospital.com for a complete list of our services. Committed to care. Sabetha Community Hospital. Your health, our priority.
Chyme TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chyme offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChymeTS.com to learn more. Chyme Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning here in Hiawatha, no score. Brandon Tamman alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, and good start for both starting pitchers, and a second time up here for Hiawatha. It'll be 4, 5, and 6, leading off here with Cooper Jacobson, Caden Smith to follow, Micah Oldham after that. And the pitch and delivery here is a ground ball to the right side, fielded cleanly by the first baseman in Peterson, touching the bag himself for an easy ground out to begin the bottom of the second.
So Jonah Dieter's doing a great job of being aggressive here, just, you know, going towards the zone, fastballs, and just, you know, forcing those swings.
Yes, certainly attacking these Hiawatha hitters early in the first pitch, swinging here for Caden Smith, and he launches this one out. A play to the left side in foul territory. No balls and one strike. This is a Hiawatha team who made the state tournament out in Topeka a couple of seasons ago. Now another pitch swinging. Ground ball to the shortstop, fielded by Kramer, and a dart to first in time for out number two. Just like that, five up and five down for Jonah Dieters. He's got quite the momentum going. He looks for another quick inning here early in this game.
the athleticism already in this game from the shortstops has been pretty incredible. We've already seen a bunch of 6-3 plays between Kramer and Becker.
And again, another first pitch swinging, and now a line drive out into center. Running on, making a diving effort out in center field is Reed McKee. We have seen a couple of great defensive efforts in the outfield, one by each side. This time, McKee, minimum faced again, three up and three down. We head to the top of the third inning. Still no score here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They're locally owned and operated for 117 years. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Well, it's been a quick moving start to this one tonight. Hiawatha and Seneca, no score to the third inning we go. 7-8-9 in the Seneca order with Caden Peterson leading it off and fouling off the first pitch to the left side to make it no balls and one strike against Ashton Rocky. We've seen a couple good defensive efforts on both sides here early on. Both teams fairly aggressive, swinging at the first pitch deliveries, and it's made a quick couple of innings to start. Still no score.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of Legion games this year, but this is definitely already just starting to become one of the best defensive ones I've seen. Clean execution on all fronts.
Next pitch, a little low and outside to Caden Peterson. He'll be followed by Camden Schmitz and Caleb Strothman. So two balls and one strike. Seneca, the lone hit so far in the game. It was a single to lead off the second by Dieters, but ultimately he was thrown out at second base. Well, Rocky has still faced the minimum in each of the first two. Now three balls and one strike here on Peterson. That pitch a little low and inside, getting to the backstop. A favorable count for Peterson. Rocky lifts and fires. Ground ball, but foul. Just barely to the left side. And count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Even though nobody on, a quick called time here by the umpire was going to say that Rocky just likes to go out of that stretch position no matter what. Now the umpire pointing with the left hand. Back in the box is Peterson. 3-2 pitch here. No score. Top three. Sets chest high, lifts and fires. And a tie and outside. Ball four. And the second base runner tonight for Seneca. A leadoff walk here for Peterson.
Yeah, the first walk of the game, Keaton Peterson. Nice job staying patient. Came on to that 3-2 count. And he was able just to wait on it.
Here is Camden Schmitz batting from the left side. Runner at first base, nobody out. Here in the third inning of play. Got a three-step lead over, does not go. First pitch swinging, slice left side, could be two. Play from third to second for one, and the throw is well high. It wouldn't have mattered, but it took a nice jump off the fence. Just like we saw earlier, they get the lead man at second for out number one. So Schmitz at first, now one down. It was fielded nicely at third base by Steven Morgan, made a good throw to second, and then even if the throw's on target to first, he's going to beat that out.
Yeah, Schmitz was just pretty fast there.
So here is number 9 in the order, number 27 on the jersey with Strothman. Strothman gets a quick talking on the coaching side at third base and now steps into the box again wearing jersey number 27, batting from the right side. Schmitz at first base and one out. On a two-step lead, he'll show bunt, pull back, and it's tied for a ball. So Seneca's had the lone base runner so far. They have not gotten a man up to second base yet here through two-plus innings. Rocky delivers, and there's a swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike here on Caleb Strothman.
I mean, they've really tried getting a guy to second base, but it was a caught steal. I believe it was against Feldkamp earlier on. So, yeah, I know Hiawatha's doing a great job of keeping the guys at first on first.
There's a called strike on the outside corner, and Strothman behind at 1-2. Well, Schmitz doesn't have quite the lead that Peterson had just a moment ago. He's about maybe two and a half steps being held on at first base by Jacobson. When the 1-2 is high and ducking out of the way is Strothman, nearly got hit. He'll take it as a ball, two balls and two strikes. Runner at first and one out here in the top of the third inning, still looking for our first run of the game. There's a foul tip. Pitch was a little bit inside, caught the inside part of the bat and went right back into the screen. And Carter Hike on deck, going to fetch that one. And two balls and two strikes. Playing up in the box from the right side, slight bend to the knees, a little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Rocky a launch over to first, and just back in time is Schmitz. Rocky's got a good pickoff move.
I believe he's had like three pickoff attempts already this game, and he hasn't gotten one yet at first base, but he's done a great job with just the overall technique.
Another barely foul tip there to stay alive at 2-2. Strothman just caught a piece of that breaking ball. So we'll have another opportunity here at 2-2. Again, just crazy to think. I was driving 30 minutes to get here. It was raining the entire time, and now we got the sunshine out, warm temperatures, not much of a breeze. There's a low and outside pitch. There's a steal attempt, and that throw by Lancaster gets out into center, but it was backed up nicely by Oldham. That is a stolen base for Schmitz, and now the first runner we got in scoring position. So Schmitz at second base. And now the count full here on Strothman at 3-2. Still only one out. Good chance here for Seneca to maybe strike first here in the third.
Yeah, I think it'll be easy for Schmitz here.
And here's a line shot out to center field, but not deep enough. Playing it beautifully was Oldham. A couple steps in to make the catch, and just like that, two outs. So it's up to back to the top of the order with Carter Hike. The reigning Class 2A Offensive Player of the Year in football. The back-to-back state champion, Nemaha Central Thunder. Bat from the right side, closed on his stance. Grounded out to short in his first at-bat. Now swings and misses at the first offering to make it no balls and one strike. I would think Nemaha Central will enter 2024 as the probably top-ranked team in 2A. Next pitch by Rocky, a little low and outside, 1-1. Now the count on Hike. Runner at second base with two down. Still no score here in the top of the third. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Rocky looks at second and delivers, and it's a called strike to make it 1-2. This is the first half inning we've seen more than three batters come up. Rocky a chance to get out of it. Here's a 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and down goes Hike. And just like that, Seneca will strand a runner in scoring position. Still zeros across the board. We head to the home third. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Here we go to the home third. Still no score. Hiawatha and Seneca. Top two teams in the standings here as we're down to just the final couple weeks of the regular season. Corning the defending champs, but right now Hiawatha in control to nab the regular season championship before the zone tournament as Lucas Lancaster taking one up and in against Jonah Dieters, who is off to a good start. He has faced six and retired six. Next pitch just a little bit inside. And Lancaster out in front, two balls, no strikes. There's a called strike on the inside corner to make it 2-1. Lancaster followed by Dalton Sieben Morgan and Gannon Becker. And that one is high. It was 3-1, beg your pardon, and it's ball four. And for Hiawatha, that is their first base runner of the game. So Stephen Morgan now will step in, the third baseman, 30 on the jersey, batting from the right side, open on the stance, back in the box. Runner at first, nobody out, takes the first pitch inside, called ball number one. Hiawatha on Sunday, a non-league doubleheader with Gladstone Legion. They split those two, and now this one is hit well out to deep left field, batting or running back to make the catch, and playing it well was Feldkamp. He did have to put a little jaunt to his step to get there, but a running catch and a good athletic play for out number one.
Great execution in the outfield, just continuously helping out Dieters. I mean, Dieters has done a pretty good job pitching and, you know, grabbing a couple of strikeouts, but he's gotten plenty of help from the infield and the outfield.
I think the outfielders for both sides have been playing the fly balls pretty well. And it's looked good defensively for both teams early. Here's Gannon Becker, takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Lancaster at first base with one down, still no score here in the home third.
You know, I'd say the outfield is a no-fly zone, but I'll tell you what, the outfielders have been flying. I mean, they're making some leaps and some dives for those catches.
Both teams have had a couple of diving plays in the outfield. Two balls and one strike here on Becker. They're guaranteed one. Crendon profits. Witty remark throughout our broadcast, guaranteed. There's a pitching wedge-type swing to foul it away to the right side, and now two balls and two strikes.
Just give me a little bit, I'll think of another one.
Kurt's just talking in our ears right now, and we're just leading the charge. It's all Kurt. 2-2, popped up, but foul. Base, two balls and two strikes. Lancaster at first base after a leadoff walk. Sieben Morgan lined out to left for the first out in the inning. Now Becker is up here with a 2-2 count. Pretty good lead at first. Doesn't go, and it's hit well, but foul down the left field line. And staying alive is Becker at two balls and two strikes.
Well, I'll tell you, here's my second wee remark. We got Christmas in July because we have Hiawatha with the red colors and then Seneca with the green. So we got the red and green out there.
That is right. Another foul ball. So good battle here for Becker. Josh Smith up next, top of the order. And Dieters sets at the belt and fires, and an inside-out swing hits the inside part of the bat, fielded at first. Will they get it in time? They do. That is a great play. Peterson, the first baseman, having to kind of charging into his right, into the grass part of the infield, and just underhand it to Dieters with enough time to get the runner at first. And Becker's out, but Lancaster's up to second. So a base hit could give Hiawatha the lead, but two down. And here's Josh Smith, who is a strikeout victim his first time up. Now Dieters will step off the rubber, reset. Setting back at the belt, Not much of a lead at second base. Pitch to Smith is outside for a ball.
Well, I remember a couple weeks ago, Josh Smith had a solo home run hit against Josh Smith.
That's right.
Now it's a left field, so we'll see what he can do here.
That was in a matchup with Holton that we were here for. We also saw Holton hit a grand slam in that game, what ultimately ended up in a Hiawatha comeback win. Next pitch low here to Smith to make it 2-1.
And, you know, that's what kind of tells you the story about Hiawatha's record, 16-2 in the league, and then 18-6 overall, is that they just battle no matter what the adversity is.
There's a called strike, and now it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Again, Hiawatha, and half the teams in the league have only played league opponents, but Hiawatha is one of the few teams that's actually gone out of league and played in a tournament in Topeka earlier in the summer. Played four teams back in late May, early June. I was in Topeka. They went 1-3 in that tournament. In very strong sense. And Smith works a walk here and keeps the inning alive. Now 2 on and 2 out for Wishrup.
You know, that's just a compliment to the coaching to be able to look for those opportunities and to be able to bring in this many players to go and do those things.
And we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Lancaster at second base. They swap out another runner at second base for Lancaster. Smith at first. First pitch swinging here. It's just a little pop up to the shortstop side. Easy play for Kramer. And just like that, the side is retired. So Hiawatha threatening with a couple outs, but does not produce any runs. We stay scoreless. Going to the fourth inning of play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, no score. We head to the fourth inning here in Hiawatha. Seneca in town to play a double dip, and first game right now is a pitcher's duel as we head to the fourth inning. It'll be Mackey, Kramer, and Dieters. 2, 3, and 4 in the Seneca order. Taking on Ashton Rocky, who's off to a good start. He's just given up one hit, but has surrendered a couple of walks as well. But still looking for that first run of the game. First pitch to Mackey, a little bit low and inside for ball one. Mackey flew out to center field in his first at bat. Old school, no batting gloves from the right side. Just a tad bit open on the stance. Rocky, the righty, fires. High chopper, left side. That's going to be tough. Fielded at the shortstop side, but well, not in time on the throw, and that's going to be an infield hit for Mackey.
Looks like Mackey was just giving a little bit of hesitation on that run to first, but he got there, and he's safe.
Well, it's a high chopper. Sieben Morgan at third tried to make the play originally. And then once it got under his glove, you had the shortstop and Becker on the back side who fielded it. But, again, by the time he was able to field and throw, there was no chance to get Mackey at first, who now has a courtesy runner over there at first base, I believe. So a runner at first here for Cooper Kramer. They'll put Carter Hike over there. And the first pitch missing outside the zone to Kramer here. One ball, no strikes. He grounded out to short in his first at bat. So a runner at first base, a leadoff single. Kramer again And it's called strike, steal attempt, and Height gets there safely. It was a good pitch and catch from catcher out to second base, but Height with the athleticism and speed beating the throw, and now Seneca with a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And another stolen base attempt, and the pitch is swung on and hit out into shallow left field for a hit. Here comes Height to score just like that. It's an RBI for Cooper Kramer, and Seneca hits the first run. It's a 1-0 lead.
Well, by the time the windup and the pitch was coming through, Height was right in between second and third base, and he kind of turned around just a little bit to make sure that ball was going to fall down, and as soon as he saw it, it was a green light for him. He took off to third, and he knew that he had the speed to get all the way to home.
Kramer, the credited RBI, it'll be a single, and he gets to second on the throw home. So Seneca leading 1-0 here, with still nobody out. Here's Jonah Dieters, who singled in his first at-bat. Well, was thrown out at second base on a ground out. Here's a throw back to second, and Kramer back in safely standing. So Seneca scratching across the first run of the game here in the fourth. Time called by Dieters. Dieters has pitched well on the other side for Seneca. He gave up a couple of walks in that last inning, but he has yet to allow a hit. But now a base hit here on this end, but he shows bunt, pulls back. It's called strike. And it is no balls, one strike. So he has an RBI chance here, trying to extend on a 1-0 lead. Rocky delivers, and it's fouled straight back to make it 0-2. Aiden Feldkamp on deck for Seneca. RBI single by Cooper Kramer. The first run credited in the ballgame tonight. We're in the fourth. Kramer's at second base, still nobody out. Rocky delivers, off speed, bends in there, but it doesn't break enough, stays a little bit high. It's 1-2. This is game number 13 for Seneca. They have won 8, they have lost 4. A slow roller to the left side, but that one trickles foul, and it stays 1-2.
Well, Dieters has to protect the plate here, but he's doing a good job of swinging on what he thinks may or may not be called strikes here.
Seneca won 12 games last year, got to the state tournament, ended up losing to Corning in the state tournament out in Concordia. There's a pitch that runs up and in and nearly clipped Dieters in the hand, but just backed away in time to make it 2-2. So they got out to state. They won their first game against Norton, but back-to-back losses to Garnett and Corning eliminated them from that tournament. Curveball just missing outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. And Corning, on the other side, they were a win away from making that state championship game, but ended up going 2-2 in the tournament as well. So another foul ball here by Dieters, and a good at-bat here. Still 3-2 with the runner at second base and Kramer, still nobody out.
Well, Dieters is staying patient when the pitch is upstairs, and Rocky, he goes low on the fastball. Gets the swing, but foul ball.
Rocky has struck out 2, and the 3-2 is low for 4. Good at-bat for Dieters, and he has reached twice now in 2 ABs.
So as I mentioned, he went upstairs, then Rocky was like, all right, well, I'll go downstairs twice. He clipped the first one for a foul. That time just, got away from him, just too low and away, and then allowed the walk.
Kramer at second, now Dieters at first. 2-0, nobody out. Here's Feldkamp, who hits a slow roller to the shortstop, Becker Fields. His only play is at first, and he gets it in time. So it might as well be a sacrifice bunt. The grounder hits the runners up into second and third, but an all-important out number one for Hiawatha. So a big-time RBI chance here for Reed McKee. Second and third, one out. 1-0 Seneca here in the top of the fourth. McKee he struck out swinging in his first at-bat. That ended the second inning. You take away the double play chance, essentially. A check swing called strike number one to McKee. A The first time on either side we have seen more than four batters in an inning. That one pops out of the glove and just quick enough was Lancaster to get there to keep the runner at third.
Well, McKee there, he was showing bunch. Of course, there's only one out here in this situation, so if you could get a, you can get a bunt down.
Maybe a squeeze play to try to get that run in from third. Plenty of athleticism over there with Kramer. Dieter's the runner at second. He will show bunt again. Now kind of pulls back, puts it down again, and pulls back right at the last second, takes one up and in for a called ball to make it 2-1. So interesting to see if he continues to show bunt. Runners at second and third. Not showing. Now a throw to third and a tag applied, but just back in time safely. That was close, and Kramer nearly picked off, but just got under the tag. A single, a walk, and a ground out here in the inning. And now McKee with a 2-1 count, now 3-1. That one runs inside. Caden Peterson due up next, an RBI single by Kramer again. He's at third, and the lone run so far in the game, but Seneca threatening for more. A 3-1 is a foul tip and behind home plate, so now the count runs full, 3-2. A big pitch coming up here.
Well, for Seneca, you're just looking for a productive at-bat here from McKee, so even if it flies out to the outfield, you can still score a run.
I think if you're both sides, you may, you know, surrender a run for an out potentially. You know, a ground out to second, you know, you bring in a run, but you do get that all-important second out. It's still only 1-0 and still about halfway to go in this game. Here's a 2-2. Or correction, 3-2, and it's up high for ball four. And a walk loads the bases for Caden Peterson.
Nice job of McKee staying patient there. Last time he struck out. This time he earns that 3-2 count, gets that walk, and helps load the bases.
Well, we saw both teams aggressive in the first couple of innings, you know, swinging at the first pitches and trying to get contact early. But this inning, Seneca has really been patient, and it's played out to their advantage. First pitch for Peterson, a little high and inside, and it's 1-0. He walked in his last at bat, but now he has the bases loaded with one out. Seneca leading 1-0, but threatening for more. Now we get a walk to the pitcher's mound, and our first mound visit will be here in the top of the fourth inning as Rocky will try to settle down and keep this run and threat at a minimum. In American Legion Baseball on KNZA, it is presented by Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Seneca leading Hiawatha 1-0, and I think we are going to have a pitching change. So that's going to do it for Rocky here in the fourth inning. So we'll let you know the new Hiawatha pitcher after a quick timeout. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dalton Siebenmorgan's going to be the new pitcher here for Hiawatha as Ashton Rocky going 3 1/3, but leaving him the bases loaded with one out. Seneca with the 1-0 lead on an RBI single by Cooper Kramer. Kramer is at third base. Jonah Dieters at second base and Reed McKee at first. So Rocky is responsible for the three runners on and still only one out. Stephen Morgan's going to try to limit the damage here for Seneca. And so get his final warm-up tosses in. Defensive changes. Rocky will go out to center field. And Oldham moving from center field over to third base where Stephen Morgan was originally.
All right, now Seneca sitting at a great opportunity with bases loaded, only one out. And, you know, we might have an opportunity to see some fireworks come out here for Seneca. I mean, it is a prime opportunity brewing for him.
Now, did you say fireworks because it's 4th of July in a couple of days, or was that just all natural?
Yeah, no. My 4th of July is every day of the year.
Oh, okay. So every you got fireworks every day of the year. So, yeah, there you go.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But, no, it's a great start for Seneca. They're going against, a Titan in Hiawatha who's 16-2 in the league play. Seneca only 8-4, just not getting as many reps against, you know, live play, live at-bats. But defensively, I mean, they look great. They look solid. Execution's doing well. And then here offensively, they're getting rolling and they're staying patient on the pitches. They were very patient against Ash and Rocky, who only allowed 3 hits and 3 walks and only 2 strikeouts against them. So overall, they did pretty good against Ash and Rocky.
So here we go. Here is Caden Peterson, beg your pardon, who steps in. He'll show bunt. He'll pop it up to the right side and just gets out of play. And it's no balls. Or correction, now 1 ball and 1 strike. It was 1-0 on Peterson when they took Rocky out of the game. Right now the bases are loaded with still only one out in the top of the fourth. Seneca has scored first. They lead it 1-0, but Stephen Morgan is trying to limit that damage. Out of the stretch, a 1-1. Bunt shown, puts it down, it stays fair, and they'll tag home for one, and no one's there. So that is a great play by Hiawatha, and it was a lucky bounce for Lancaster. The bunt was put down right in front of home plate. All he had to do was pick it up and tap home to get the lead run. So now bases loaded with 2 outs, and Stephen Morgan now 1 batter away from getting out of this jam.
Yeah, the ball landed no farther than just 3 feet maybe away from the bag, so it was an easy tag for Lancaster.
So now Dieter's at third, McKee at second, Peterson at first base. First pitch swinging here by the lefty in Schmitz and slicing one foul out of play to make it 0-1. Interesting call on the bunt. I think you're trying to catch him maybe off guard, but that was an easy out to get that lead runner at home. Here's a ground ball played on a nice hop. Tag it second in time, and Stephen Morgan gets out of the jam. Comes in with the bases loaded and one out and gets the next 2 batters and limits the damage. But Seneca strikes first on an RBI single by Cooper Kramer. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, halfway down and halfway to go. So 1-0 score here on KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha and Seneca battling it out tonight here in Hiawatha. American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Well, Dalton Stephen Morgan in relief, 4 pitches, getting the final 2 outs, limiting Seneca's damage to 1 run. And now back on the bump is Jonah Dieters and facing Ashton Rocky here in the bottom of the fourth. Slow roller, left side, could be an infield hit, and the field is not in time. Even a throw to first wouldn't have been in time, and it's an infield hit for Ashton Rocky to begin the home fourth.
Well, so I can see that. Rocky's got a good mentality, obviously. We saw that he got pulled here in the top of the fourth. He comes out leading things off with a nice base hit down the left line. Well, a little bit of a shallow slumper, but was able to beat out the throw.
Again, Stephen Morgan helping him out. Rocky takes off. First pitch called strike. Throw to second. It's wide, and he is in there safely with a stolen base. Just like that, Rocky to second. Nobody out. Jacobson in. Took a called strike there to make it 0-1. Well, Stephen Morgan again threw four pitches in relief. Seneca stranded the bases loaded, so limited that damage to one run. So, again, Seneca leading at 1-0 here, but a base hit could, just like that, tie the game as Jacobson takes one outside to make it 1-1. So, again, Rocky's at second base. Next pitch by Dieters, low and outside to make it 2-1. So, Rocky officially 3 1/3, three hits, one run allowed. He walked three and struck out two. Next pitch by Dieters, a fastball missing high, and it's now 3-1 with Caden Smith due up next. Dieters sets at the belt, is behind 3-1 with a runner at second. That pitch is outside, ball four. A single, a stolen base, and a walk. Rocky at second, Jacobson at first. Here's Caden Smith. Opportunity for Hiawatha to get on the board for the first time, not only to potentially tie the game, but could work their way into a big inning here with two on and nobody out. Smith grounded out to short in his first at bat back in the second. First pitch by Dieters, missing low for ball one. That hit by Rocky was the first allowed by Dieters. He's given up some walks, but that was the first hit allowed. And there's a called strike there to make it 1-1. A 1-0 Seneca lead here in the home fourth. And this is hit well. Out to left field, misplaying it, and it is going to get all the way to the fence. A line drive shot to the 340 sign. Smith into second. One run is in, and now the second runner slips. And a Jacobson scamper home. He'll finally get there in time. So he falls, the second runner rounding third in Jacobson, and it looked like it could have been an out, but it wasn't handled well by the third baseman in Schmitz. It's going to be a 2-RBI hit, and just like that, Hiawatha takes a 2-1 lead.
What, and just an incredible run of events, and you know, also just to kind of make a mention there, Caden Smith is able to make a triple out of it. He earns his way all the way to third base. Yeah, no, that was
so he gets on third, yeah, on the throw home, but it'll be credited with a double. So just like that, Hiawatha is in front for the first time at 2-1, and they got a runner at third and still nobody out. First pitch to Michael Oldham missing, and the second missing as well, so it's 2-0. So just like that, here's a ground ball, could produce a run, fielded at third, and the throw to first is low, but picked up in time for the out, but productive to say the least as Smith scores from third, and it's now 3-1. That is all you could have asked for Michael Oldham there, a productive at bat to bring that runner in.
Yeah, I know that clears the bases, and now no one's on, but, I mean, all you could have asked for if you were Hiawatha is that you just had four runs scored.
Lancaster now with a walk to his credit tonight steps in for a second time with nobody on and one out and a 3-1 Hiawatha lead. First pitch missing inside to Lancaster. Next one, chop to the right side but should be fielded by Hike. Does so cleanly, throw to first in plenty of time for out number two. So a single, a walk, a double, followed by an RBI ground out. And then Lancaster a ground out. Three runs have crossed in the inning. Hiawatha's lead is 3-1. Nobody on, two outs here in the home fourth. And here is Stephen Morgan, who came in to relieve Rocky on the mound in that last inning. With the bases loaded and one out, he threw four pitches, got two outs, and got Hiawatha out of that jam. And now he launches one high out to shallow left field and another chance and not getting there in time. And it's a base hit, a little blooper. And a shallow left field. We had seen Feldkamp make a really nice play earlier in the game, but just could not get there in time for this one. And that's a two-out single. And here is Gannon Becker. So the inning continues. Becker a ground out in his first at bat. Two outs and one on. Three runs across in this frame. Hiawatha looking for their 19th win here in this summer. They have put together a solid campaign, and there's a swing and a miss by Becker and falls behind quickly at 0-1. Runner at first is Sieben Morgan. Out there on a blooper to left. Not much of a lead being held on. Next pitch is popped up to the right side in the infield. That's going to be the first baseman in Peterson to make the catch to retire the side. But a very good productive inning for Hiawatha. Three runs, including a two RBI double by Caden Smith. We head to the away fifth and a 3-1 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha, three runs on three hits, no errors, one left in the bottom of the fourth inning. They now lead Seneca 3-1 as we go to the fifth inning of play. Brandon Tamman, Brendan Prophet, Kirk Kilman, American Legion Baseball, presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And I want to thank Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. So Sieben Morgan back to work after a very strong relief effort taken over for Rocky last inning. Seneca left the bases loaded after scoring a run. And, oh, that pitch runs inside and just drills Strothman in the helmet. And he takes off for first base, a hit batter to lead off the inning.
First hit by pitch of the game, and I'll tell you what, there's been a couple of them that from come pretty close.
I'll tell you what, he stood up there and took that like a man.
Like a man, yeah.
Good gravy. Did not flinch. That just square off the helmet. And so just like that, Seneca leadoff man on with now the top of the order with Carter Hike. He is 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. Chose punt, pulls back, and it's a called strike to make it 0-1. He grounded out to short. Hike did in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Strothman at first base and nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. Seneca trailing for the first time at 3-1. Hike fouls one away and quickly behind now, no balls, two strikes. Well, the sun has gone behind the clouds. There is rain expected in the forecast later tonight, but this game has had some good pace to it. Both teams getting their runs in the fourth inning. There was a soft toss to first, and Strothman back safely as Sieben Morgan out of the stretch. Now a little bit more over to first, and same result. Strothman back safely. Staggered stance at the belt and fires, and it's low, kicks away, and it kicks away enough to allow Strothman to get to second without a throw. So Strothman up to second base with nobody out. The count 1-2 here on Carter Hike. Solid lead at second. Nobody holding him on. And Sieben Morgan fires in a pitch. It is swung on and missed for a strikeout. Big first out here in the top of the fifth. Here's Mackey. He is 1-for-2, a single, and has scored the lone run. Came around to score on the RBI single by Kramer in the last inning. Now he has an RBI chance here in the fifth, and the first pitch has swung on and missed for strike number one. A little bit of a breeze starting to pick up. The wind has been pretty mild for the most part, but now a little bit of a breeze you can see in the trees. And now there's a pickoff move to second. In time! No! It's a late call. Boy, I don't know, Crendon, correct me if I'm wrong. It looked like the umpire was about to give the out symbol, but then
it
changed his mind, almost appeared at the last second, called him safe. Boy, that was a very close play. Strothman just got back.
It was a good slide back into second base. I guess he just didn't see that glove there on the second time.
No balls, one strike here on Mackey. Pitch by Stephen Morgan is fouled straight back into the screen. Mackey falls behind at 0-2. Yeah, Strothman had a little dance towards third, and Stephen Morgan played it perfectly on the pickoff attempt, but Strothman again just getting back in time. He is there at second base with one out. Next pitch a little bit high, it's 1-2. Well, let's see if Seneca can get one back. It went into the bottom of the fourth with a 1-0 lead, but Hiawatha scoring three runs to take a 3-1 advantage. That's where we stand right now in the fifth at 3-1. Next pitch was low to make it 2-2. So Mackey trying to battle back after falling behind 0-2. That's on the right side, a little bit open on the stance. Stephen Morgan checks second, now delivers to home. And a high fly ball to left field, should be playable. It is going to be Rocky to call off Wishrup for the outs. And now it's down to Kramer to get that big RBI hit. So two outs, one on. Kramer does have the lone run batted in for Seneca. RBI single in the fourth. He is also grounded out to short. 3-1 Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth inning. It's been a good game so far. See if Seneca can cut that deficit in half with a base hit. Kramer batting from the left side. First pitch outside for a ball. Stephen Morgan checking the runner at second, now turns and fires back, and safely sliding back at first is Strothman. Strothman led off the inning, being hit by a pitch, taking one off the left side part of his helmet. Hike struck out, Mackey flew out to center. We stand with that runner at second with two down. Next pitch missing to make it 2-0. Unofficially, one run, three hits, four left in the game so far, not including this inning of play. There's a foul tip there. And now two balls and one strike here on Kramer. So pretty much everybody in the league, this is the lone game on the schedule tonight. This is actually considered a non-league game. Another foul ball back into the screen, and it goes from 2-0 to 2-2. And this was the lone Northeast Kansas game on the schedule tonight, and then, of course, the holiday week with 4th of July. Teams will get back to it on Sunday. Just a couple of weeks away from that zone tournament. Now here's a line drive out to left field, but playable for the left fielder in Wishrup. He'll move a couple steps to the gap and make the catch to retire the side. So Seneca strands a runner in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hiawatha, a 3-1 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? And also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Brandon Crendon, Captain Kurt back in studio. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Hiawatha up to bat with a 3-1 lead here at home against Seneca. And the top of the order with Josh Smith taking a first pitch outside for ball one.
Well, Hiawatha was able to get things rolling in the last inning, bottom of the fourth. There are three runs and three hits. So we'll see if they can continue where they left off.
Well, Seneca, they left a runner in scoring position stranded. Could have potentially cut that deficit in half, but Dieters will try to go 1-2-3 here as he has pitched the entire way for Seneca so far. There was a foul ball there by Josh Smith. Evens the count 1-1. He has struck out, and he has walked. So the third time in the order here, facing Jonah Dieters. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Good cut, but nothing there, and it's one ball and two strikes. Smith followed by Wishrup and Rocky. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch, a little bit outside, evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Well, Hiawatha had no runs and no hits and two left through the first three, and then as Crendon just mentioned, three runs, three hits in that fourth inning. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Smith for out number one. That is the fourth strikeout in the game for Jonah Dieters. And one out, nobody on. Here is Cooper Wishrup, who is 0-2. It's strikeout and a pop out. Hiawatha had games Friday against Atchison postponed and then played Gladstone Legion on Sunday and split those two, winning 10-2 in game one but falling 4-2 in game number two. There's a swing and a foul tip there for strike one. Or correction, strike two. It's 0-2. And Dieters has worked fairly quickly for the most part, except for that one inning where he had to claw through that. There's a little popper right back to Dieters, makes the catch for the out. So swinging on two strikes and a little pop out to the pitcher, and there are two outs.
Well, Wishrup had to protect the plate there. Just need to probably be a little more aggressive with the swing, the hit, just, you know, while they popped it right back up to the pitcher.
So with two outs and nobody on, here is Ashton Rocky, flew out to left and is also singled and scored. First pitch is popped up, right side in the infield. Peterson at first. Instead, it's going to be the second baseman in height to make the catch, and Dieters coming back nicely. They three up and three down, quick inning in the bottom of the fifth. A 3-1 score, we head to the sixth. It's American Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, presented by Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. It's been a good game tonight so far here in Hiawatha. Hiawatha leading Seneca by a score of 3-1 as we go to the sixth inning of play. Brandon Tadman alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio. So Stephen Morgan in relief, back to work on the rubber. He'll face the middle third of the Seneca order. Jonah Dieters followed by Aiden Feldkamp and then Reed McGee. Two innings away from a potential victory for Hiawatha, trying to hold on to this 3-1 advantage, and Peters takes first pitch inside for a called ball number one. Peters has pitched all five innings for Seneca tonight. Fourth inning, the one hiccup. Outside of that, he's been very good. Next pitch inside, 2-0. Stephen Morgan, a staggered stance, throwing with the right against the right-handed hitter in Dieters, and another one up and inside, and quickly it's 3-0. Seneca got a runner into a scoring position last inning, left him stranded on second, and there's a four-pitch walk to lead off the sixth. So here's Feldkamp, reached on an error and is also grounded out. And he would represent the tying run. And Seneca is going to put Kramer at first base as a courtesy runner.
Well, it's only two runs to tie here, so Feldkamp represents the tying run here.
Feldkamp again, reaching on an error in his first at bat, is grounded out as well, takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. So Kramer, the courtesy runner at first base, after Dieters led off the inning with a walk. Stephen Morgan, a little step off the rubber, looking Kramer back to first base. No balls, one strike here on Feldkamp, the left fielder. And he fouls this one away and quickly falling behind now, no balls and two strikes. Reed McKee will follow. Seneca down to their final six outs. A trail here at Hiawatha 3-1. It's been a good one so far. Both teams getting their runs in the fourth inning. Another foul ball. Good swing there. And right back into the screen, it stays 0-2. Of course, these two scheduled to play a second one here tonight, and then they'll be off until Sunday. Stephen Morgan trying to earn the win in relief. And there is a slow roller to the left side. This is going to be a tough play. Stephen Morgan fields to first in time for the out. A big first out and fielded well by Stephen Morgan off the rubber right along the line at third. And throwing Feldkamp out. But Dieters does, or I should say Kramer, courtesy runner for Dieters, getting up to second base.
Last time I saw a shallow hit like that, the runner was able to outrun the throw to first there. Just great throw from Stephen Morgan.
Boy, at first off the bump, it did not appear that Stephen Morgan was going to have enough time, but he fielded it quickly and threw a dart to first, and Jacobson securing that out. But a base hit could cut the deficit in half. Runner at second base, only one out. It's a 3-1 score here in the sixth. First pitch to McKee is low, and it kicks away, and that allows Kramer, the courtesy runner, to get to third.
Well, the sun has started shining again. Cloud coverage must have unrevealed the shiny star.
You just got the quickest wit I have ever heard in my entire life. So we appreciate your enthusiastic wit here across the networks, and I'm sure the fans appreciate it as well.
Tell you what, it's going to be a little harder for the outfielders now with the sun kind of blazing into their eyes now.
Certainly could play a factor. There's a good pitch. It is a swing and a miss there by McKee. Now one ball and one strike. You can put one in play and still with an out, at least get that runner in from third. At this point, Seneca's got to get that runner in. Ooh, a little check swing foul ball. I don't think McKee wanted that one to be a foul ball, but that's just where it was, and now he is behind at 1-2.
Forces him to protect. Definitely not the situation you wanted to be in, but still, good pop-up could earn you a run.
Another foul ball there. Stays 1-2. So, again, Jonah Dieters led off the inning with a walk, and Kramer went in for him to courtesy run, and he is at third base currently. Sandwiched in between there was a ground out by Feldkamp. Now here, 1-2 on Reed McKee. He's walked and has struck out tonight. I think they called a balk. And once again, the balk streak continues. I think about 80% of the games we have done this year, there's been at least one balk call, and that brings in the runner from third, and just like that, it is 3-2.
Yeah, balk is definitely the one way you don't want to give up a run and in charge to yourself.
So Kramer, the courtesy runner, scores just like that. It's a 3-2 game, but a 1-2 count with nobody on. Pitch low and outside to make it 2-2. Well, it's been a good game so far, and that was much needed for Seneca. You had to get that runner in. You're down to your final five outs. Pitching has been the key for both. Defenses have played well on both sides, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes McKee. Second out in the inning. And the second strikeout for Seben Morgan.
I'll tell you what about that pitch sequence. Seben Morgan did a nice job. He just kept pitching low there, gave him the ankle biter, and then got him the swing on it. He saw that McKee was just keep on keeping on, getting those, low swings.
And the first pitch, a swing and a miss here to Caden Peterson, makes it 0-1. Batting with two outs and nobody on, one run has scored here in the inning to cut the deficit to 3-2. Peterson has walked and has reached on a fielder's choice. Stephen Morgan has pitched well in relief. And fires in one. It's a hard ground ball. Shortstop side. Good field by Becker. Launching to first. Well in time for the out. But Seneca does get a run. A score on a balk. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's now a 3-2 Hiawatha lead. Don't go anywhere. Fantastic finish is coming up next.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from cardiology to orthopedics. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. For more information, visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, and a good one tonight as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. Hiawatha up to bat against Jonah Dieters, and hanging on to a 3-2 lead. First pitch missing low for a ball. Second pitch quickly outside. Jacobson, who is right now 0-1 with a walk, is in front of the count here at 2-0. Hiawatha looks for some insurance before the seventh inning. Just like that, three straight out of the zone, and Jacobson has worked a 3-0 count. He'll be followed by Caden Smith and Micah Oldham. And that next pitch low, and it's a four-pitch walk to Jacobson.
I'll tell you what, it's good credit to the pitcher. Dieters is his went six innings so far right now, but, coming off here in the bottom of the sixth with a 4-0 walk, I'm not sure how much longer you'll see him here, but for Dieters, he just wants to get back into a rhythm, keep things going, and, maybe he can, he pitches a complete game here.
That is the fourth walk allowed by Dieters, and the first pitch is a called strike to Caden Smith, and it's 0-1. Smith had the big 2-RBI double in the fourth, and would score on the ground out after that by Micah Oldham. That point made it 3-1, and Seneca getting a run in the last half inning on a balk. Cut it to 3-2, and that's where we stand right now in the bottom of the sixth. Hiawatha 3 and Seneca 2. Hiawatha, though, runner at first base. Runner takes off, throw to second base, and the tag, not in time, just sliding past, is Jacobson. It was a good throw and tag applied, but it looked like he just got past it enough, and that is a stolen base for Jacobson. So a base hit could add a key insurance run and get that one back. And it looked like Jacobson might have been a little bit slow to get up there, and they stopped the play to make sure he's all good, and it appears so. And I think we'll get back to work here as Caden Smith now with a one-ball, one-strike count. 1-for-2 with those two big RBIs in his last at-bat. Takes pitch high to make it 2-1. So, again, Dieters has pitched the entire game so far. Innings 1, 2, 3, and 5, he has given up no runs and no hits. But that fourth inning, three runs on three hits. That has been the difference to this point. Now three balls and one strike. Huron Smith. And the pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-2. Big pitch coming up here. Runner at second base. Nobody out here in the home sixth. And it's outside. Ball four. Five walks now issued by Dieters. And Jacobson stays at second there. Now now Smith at first. And here is Micah Oldham, who is 0-2 with an RBI ground out. But a big opportunity for some insurance here for Hiawatha as they're holding on to a 3-2 lead here in what could be their final at bat of the game. First pitch runs a little bit inside to make it one ball and no strikes. A line out to center in the second, and a ground out to third, which produced an RBI in the fourth. Jacobson at second, Smith at first. Next pitch by Dieters, low, and it gets to the backstop. And a wild pitch gets both runners moving up. Now a base hit could add two big-time runs here late in the game, and Oldham has the advantage at 2-0.
I'm surprised I haven't seen Mackey here, the catcher for Seneca, just go up there and, you know, calm down Dieters.
Pitch that catches the inside corner there. A fastball called strike to make it 2-1. Lucas Lancaster on deck. And the 2-1 is outside. Now three balls and one strike. So here is a big-time opportunity for Hiawatha. Holding on to a 3-2 lead here, batting in the sixth with two on and nobody out. Now a ground ball to the left side, fielded, throwing and firing, not in time. They tried to get the run at home, and it's going to be an RBI. Well, the runners were at second and third. The grounder to third, Schmitz fielded, tried to go home. His throw was high, and Jacobson under the tag to make it 4-2.
You know, I don't disagree with that decision on the throw to home, but as you mentioned, Brandon, just a little high on it, and that was really hard for Mackey to make that high catch and bring that ball down and make that tag.
So Smith still at second base. So first and second now, and now this one is hit to right field, but playable, and making the catch is Strothman for the out. Didn't have to move much. There's the first out in the inning. So first and second, one down, one across, a 4-2 Hiawatha lead. That'll bring up Stephen Morgan.
Number 30, Alton Stephen Morgan.
Stephen Morgan has singled and is also lined out to left. So they get that run back that Seneca scored on a balk in the last half inning. But they still have a chance to add to what is now a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Stephen Morgan has pitched well in relief, taken over for Rocky earlier in the game. Now a big chance for an RBI. The 1-0 is outside to make it two balls and no strikes. Lined out to left in the third, singled in the fourth. Takes another one low and outside, and it's 3-0. I think you can kind of see Dieters laboring just a touch. Hiawatha grinding out some at-bats here, seeing a lot of pitches in the sixth. That next pitch is high, ball four. So now the bases are loaded with only one out.
Still not a timeout. Once again, I feel like maybe this should be a situation where your catcher should go up and talk to your pitcher. Just kind of slow things down. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but just kind of, you know, talk to him, get him in a good mental mindset. I'm not sure on the, you know, substitution situation for Seneca on how many guys they got back can pitch, and if they're trying just to get Dieters through this game so that way they can have just one person go through the game too.
There's a foul ball there by Becker to make it 0-1. In the process there was a courtesy runner that's taken over the spot at Stephen Morgan at first base. The other runner, Smith at third, Oldham at second. Just barely foul. Another swing a little bit out in front for Becker, and now has to protect it. No balls and two strikes. I believe that is Rocky who came in to take over Stephen Morgan at first base, courtesy runner. There's a pitch that's low and outside, blocked by Mackey to keep it in front, and it's now one ball and two strikes. So the runner produced by Oldham, he is at second base. It is a 4-2 Hiawatha lead with the bases loaded, one out in the sixth. Next pitch low, good stop by Mackey again. It evens up at two balls and two strikes. Becker grounded out to first in the third and then popped out to first. And now a pitch that's low and the dirt gets away. Everybody takes off and a run is in on the wild pitch. And it's now 5-2 Hiawatha.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long backstop right there, and what, you know, makes it even feel even longer when it doesn't even bounce back to help out Mackey. It just kind of rolls right past, and it's as back as it can get, so pretty easy run.
And the 3-2 is inside, ball four. So the bases are loaded again, and now we go back to the top of the order with Josh Smith. And here is a meeting on the hill for Seneca. Let's see if they change pitchers here.
Well, it looks like it's just a coach and player, so it's just a two-way conversation here. Probably just a checkup.
Well, Seneca doesn't have any subs. It has been 9 players here for Seneca in this game tonight. And again, we've had quite a few times over the course of the month and change of Legion ball where teams have had to take some forfeits because lack of players. Of course, a lot of that was due to some teams having some football camps during that time as we're getting close to another high school fall season. And so almost every team has had to either give or take a couple of forfeits because of the lack of numbers, but Seneca was able to get 9 here in this game tonight. And here is Josh Smith, takes the first pitch low for ball one. He's got the bases loaded with still only 1 out. And 2 runs have scored. Hiawatha's lead is 5-2 as they are continuing to add some key insurance here late. Now a little looper to the left side. Could be a tough play. And a bat. Oh, and it's dropped. And shallow left. And now a throw in is not in time. And everybody is safe. Or wait, did they call that out? Wow. So the throw home. Everybody had to hold up because the player at third in Schmitz, a near over-the-shoulder basket catch right on the edge of the dirt and the grass, but it popped out, so everybody took off. He rifled it home and apparently got the lead run in time for out number 2. So now 2 outs, bases loaded for Wishrup. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball number 1. And the next pitch kicks away, but Mackey gets there quickly to keep everybody honest on the base paths. So 2-0 here on Wishrup. A 5-2 game here in the bottom of the 6th. And this is popped up, shallow right field. And making the catch is Strothman for the out. But 2 big insurance runs in the inning for Hiawatha, and they are 3 outs away from another victory. We go to the 7th inning here in Hiawatha. It's a 5-2 score here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Chaim T.S. of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3 outs away for Hiawatha for another win. They have a 5-2 lead here at home against Seneca. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman with you here tonight. Hiawatha scoring 3 in the 4th, adding 2 more in the 6th. And Seneca, 1 run in the 4th and 1 run in the 6th. And a final opportunity for Seneca. They need 3 runs to keep this game alive. Stephen Morgan in line for the win. He can get 3 outs here. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Seneca order, starting off here with Camden Schmitz, the third baseman. That's from the left side. Steven Morgan, the righty, shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike number one. Two runs on just three hits in the game tonight for Seneca so far. And a pitch outside to make it one ball and one strike. So Schmitz followed by Strothman and then Hike. Hiawatha, they are looking for win number 19. 18-6 coming in, 16-2 in league play, and this one is laced down the left field line, but well foul. And Schmitz needs to protect, down one ball, two strikes.
Not too huge of a deficit here to overcome for Seneca, only three runs that need to get made up.
Well, if you can at least get two on, you could potentially have the tying run up to the dish, but got to get some work done here, and now Schmitz needs to with a one ball, two strike count, and steps off the rubber. Steven Morgan, staggered stance, lifts and fires, and the pitch a little bit high to make it 2-2. Well, the Seneca first run in the fourth, an RBI single by Cooper Kramer, and then a balk in the sixth, scoring their second run. And now a ground ball left side, Becker fields, long throw, it is low, and it kicks away. And rounding first, and Schmitz chugging his way into second base, and that is just what the doctor ordered as Seneca gets their leadoff man on, not just on, but up into scoring position.
And where's from Schmitz being able to turn around, see that it was an offline throw, take off the second, now he's in a good scoring position.
And it was fielded nicely at short, but the throw was low and got away from Jacobson at first. So down 5-2 here in the seventh. Seneca gets their leadoff man on at second base with nobody out. And here is Strothman. He will show bunt. He will pull back, and it's inside for ball one. Strothman is lined out to center. He has also been hit by a pitch. That hit by a pitch, he took it right off the helmet. Stephen Morgan fires, and it's up and in to make it two balls and no strikes. Well, Seneca certainly wanting to put a little pressure on Hiawatha here in the seventh. Hiawatha holding on to a 5-2 lead, three outs away from a victory. Steven Morgan's 2-0 is a swing and a miss to make it two balls and one strike. Runner at second base is Schmitz, got there via an error. Base hits, could put a run on the board. Seneca needs three to keep this game alive, and the 2-1 is inside to make it 3-1. The top of the order is up next with Carter Hike. You can get 8 and 9 on base when you need three runs with nobody out. That would be a very good scenario for Seneca. Give themselves an opportunity. The 3-1 is low for ball four. Well, Seneca starting to threaten here as Hike represents the tying run. First and second base with nobody out. Hike is 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a ground out.
Here's a big-time opportunity.
A 5-2 game in the top of the seventh. Seneca threatening, bunt shown, and just missing for strike number one. Well, let's see if he continues to show bunt. He has got great power. Either runner being held on. Doesn't show bunt here. Takes a fastball high for ball one. Hike, the ground out to short in the first. A strikeout swinging in the third. A strikeout swinging in the fifth. He's got a 1-1 count here. His fourth time up. Runner at second is Schmitz. Runner at first is Strothman. A 5-2 Hiawatha lead, but Hike representing the tying run in the seventh. Still nobody out. Steven Morgan's 1-1 is a swing and a miss, and one ball and two strikes. His two strikeouts came on 1-2 pitches, and now he is down 1-2 once again. Steven Morgan's pitch is fouled away. Stays one ball and two strikes. I would say worst case scenario, you don't want to strike out, but if you can at least get those runners up to second and third, potentially maybe with one out, you still give yourself a really good opportunity. But 1-2 is fouled away. So Hike really battling here. with Mackey due up next. Seneca trying to rally in the seventh, down 5-2. First and second, nobody out. 1-2 count here on Carter Hike. Closed on his right side batting stance. Stephen Morgan's 1-2 is fouled away again. Good battle.
You know, as you mentioned, Hike, he's got a great stance, nice closing, he's bobbing the bat. He's just really ready for a big swing. You know, he's tried to take it tonight. He's struck out twice, but right here he's trying to get a productive at-bat for the first time tonight.
You don't want a double play, but if you have to take it out, can you at least get the runners up? Another 1-2 pitch is launched to the right side, tailing into foul territory and over the fence. We'll do it again at 1-2. I believe that's 3 or 4 straight foulaways on a 1-2 count. Let's not forget, Stephen Morgan came in the fourth and replaced Ashton Rocky on the rubber when Seneca had taken a 1-0 lead. They had the bases loaded with nobody out, or with one out, excuse me. Stephen Morgan threw 4 pitches to get the 2 outs and get out of that jam. He has pitched ever since. Now this one's a little looper to the right side, not getting there in time, and another foul ball. I believe that is 5 straight fouled away on 1-2. So Hike is certainly putting a battle together here in an inning where Seneca needs at minimum 3 to force the bottom of the 7th. They trail 5-2 with 2 on and nobody out.
Well, you can see a batter who's this patient is, you know, fouled off 5 straight. I mean, you're kind of expecting some fireworks or something to show here.
Certainly don't want to leave it up to the umpire. If it's anywhere close, you got to take a swing. Another 1-2 is grounded to the left side and fouled again. 6 fouls in a row on 1-2. Runner at second base going back is Schmitz. Strothman half hustling back to first. And Hike has to go back to home, pick up the bat, and he has fouled off 6 straight on a 1-2 count. Well, it's been a good game, really from the jump between these top 2 teams in the Legion League this summer. Another 1-2, and another foul ball. Will he take a ball?
I mean, he's going deep with this one. Thing is, it's not even a full count. It's only 1 ball, 1-2 count, but he's ripped 7 straight foul balls now, so he's fighting her.
Well, let's see if he can do it again on 1-2. And he takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. So he left it up to the umpire, rings it up after 7 consecutive fouls on a 1-2 count. Finally, Hike is down looking, and there is a big-time first out for Hiawatha in the 7th. So now here's Mackey. 1 out, 2 on, and that pitch is low, gets away, and both runners advance. So now Schmitz to third, Strothman to second on the wild pitch. A base hit could drive in 2 and potentially make it a 1-run game. 1 ball, no strikes here on Mackey, who has singled and scored. He is also blown out to center on a couple occasions. So second and third, 1 out. A 5-2 Hiawatha lead in the top of the 7th. Seneca trying to at least make Hiawatha sweat a little bit. But this one is hit to the right side and not getting there in time. It's foul, and Jacobson just kicks the ball away. He was tired of seeing that one, so we'll walk back. And now Mackey have to regather himself. Well, Seneca trying to make it interesting here in the 7th. They're certainly doing so. They scored the first run of the game in the top of the 4th, and then they would instantly give that up in the bottom of the 4th with Hiawatha scoring 3 on 3 hits. The pitch is a swing and a foul tip for strike number 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Mackey. Second and third, 1 out, 5-2 Hiawatha, top of the 7th. Looking for win number 19. Seneca looking for win number 9. Popped up. Right side in the infield. It won't even make the grass. And the second baseman making the catch in Smith. And Seneca down to their final at bat. Their correction should say final out. So after the first two batters reach here in the inning, a strikeout and a pop out, and it's now up to Cooper Kramer. 5-2 game. Well, it's easy to say a home run would tie the game. Can you get one in play and at least bring home two? And he'll put it out into left field. Wishra jumping up to make the catch, and that retires the side. Correction, Oldham out in left field. Regardless, it is a big-time play and a big-time out. Hiawatha holds on for the win by a score of 5-2. So we'll step aside and recap it and get out of here after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Another good one here on this holiday week, Tuesday night, couple of nights before the 4th of July. And as Crendon would say, well, maybe we saw some fireworks tonight. I don't know. It was a pretty tactical style of game. And both pitchers, I guess Hiawatha using a couple of pitchers tonight, but Jonah Dieters pitching for Seneca. Really, pitching was good. Defense was good for the most part. But a 5-2 Hiawatha win. Seneca putting a couple of runners on in the seventh, but Stephen Morgan shutting the door and giving Hiawatha a 5-2 win. They are now 19-6 here this summer, and they run that league-leading record to 17-2. Seneca post 21. They dropped to 8-5 overall, 8-5 in league play. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game in just a moment, but Crendon, just kind of the initial thoughts on what we saw here tonight.
Well, just some thoughts overall in the game. Hiawatha did pretty good, and so did Seneca. I mean, I actually just want to talk about Dieters real quick. I assume going into this game, he was pretty much told, hey, we're going to have you pitch all, a complete game here. Seneca only came in with nine players, so I think I'm not sure how much depth there is in the pitching department. So I think it was he, you know, goes one game and then whoever else can pitch, I assume, goes game number two. But Dieters, I don't think, too, to have a job. And, you know, we credit a lot to Stephen Morgan, too, who collects a win for the game. He did a great job coming into the pitching overall tonight. Was pretty good. And as we kind of mentioned, fireworks. I would kind of argue more like firecrackers tonight. Both teams only with
lighting
three
off
hits.
The snakes. Just lighting off the snakes.
There wasn't a whole a lot of big stuff tonight. But, you know, what did happen was there was a lot of good stuff. And, you know, both teams left a pretty good amount of players on base. Seneca leading seven on base. Six left on base for Hiawatha. And, of course, Hiawatha having those two errors. But that didn't really prove to be too much of a misfire.
Didn't really cost them a whole lot in the game. But nonetheless, it was a very good outing for both sides. Ashton Rocky started the game for Hiawatha, pitched three and a third. But then Dalton Stephen Morgan came in relief. At the time, Seneca had jumped out to the early 1-0 lead in the fourth, and they had the bases loaded with one out. Stephen Morgan comes in, relieves Rocky, throws four pitches to get the two outs, and did so with a ground out, or back-to-back ground outs, I should say, getting Hiawatha out of that inning with only the one run allowed. They would immediately take the lead in the bottom of the fourth on three runs on three hits. Caden Smith had a big two RBI double and then a ground out. That produced a run by Micah Oldham as well. And then the bottom of the sixth inning was, again, at the time, 3-2, as Seneca got within one at 3-2 on a balk in the top of the sixth, but two courtesy runs, or not really courtesy runs, but two insurance runs added for Hiawatha in the sixth, an RBI by Micah Oldham, and then another run scoring on a wild pitch as well. So a 5-2 Hiawatha win. Again, they improved to 19-6, 17-2 in league play. They control their destiny in winning the regular season championship with about a couple weeks left here in the regular season. Seneca drops to 8-5 overall, 8-5 as well in league play. Well, it's now time to announce our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and we're going to go with Dalton Stephen Morgan tonight. Again, what he did out of the pen in relief, coming in that spot in a part of the game where it was about halfway through, his team was down 1-0. Seneca had a chance to really put a big inning together, but he throws four pitches to get a couple of ground outs, gets out of that inning in three at-bats as well. He also produced a single and a walk, so he reached twice. Didn't produce any RBIs, but him out of the pen, again, getting the win, 3 2/3. He did not allow a hit. He gave up a couple of walks, did have two strikeouts. He hit a batter, but again, that one allowed, one run allowed on a balk, but again, did not give up a hit and reached twice. So very nice night, and Stephen Morgan's relief there really helping Hiawatha to a win.
Yeah, great finish from Stephen Morgan. As you just mentioned, did not give up a single hit when he came in through the fourth. Obviously, the box just kind of messed up, but, you know, it seems like there's a balk every week here. So I don't know if it's our fault on that one, so like, maybe we should take the blame on that. But overall, Stephen Morgan definitely earned the player of the game. He did a really great job, great athlete. And then, like I said, I want to just kudo Dieters again. He, you know, went six innings. He, you know, would have went seven if the opportunity was there for it to be at the bottom of the seventh where Seneca could have played defensively. But it was a great pitching battle, especially to the first three innings where it was a shutout with only one hit allowed through those three innings.
Yep, Dieters did suffer the loss. Again, Seneca only has nine players here tonight, so they don't have any subs. And obviously, Dieters really only had the one hiccup, giving up the three runs in the fourth, a couple of courtesy runs allowed, but his stat line wasn't too bad. Dieters does take the loss, six innings, three hits, five runs. He did walk six, and he had three strikeouts as well. But again, Dalton Stephen Morgan for Hiawatha, our player of the game, again brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. All right, so the final tallies in this one, and again, we thank everyone for hanging with us here tonight. Hiawatha improving to 19-6 overall this summer, a league-leading 17-2 mark in league play. Five runs, three hits, two errors. They left six on base. The winning pitcher, Dalton Stephen Morgan, 3 1/3 out of the pen, or 3 2/3, I should say, out of the pen. No hits, one run allowed. He walked two and struck out two. Rocky started the game, went 3 1/3, gave up three hits, one run, three walks, and two strikeouts. And for Seneca, they dropped to 8-5. Again, two runs, three hits, no errors. They left seven on base as Dieters takes the loss. Six innings, three hits, five runs allowed, six walks, and three strikeouts. Game time, 1 hour and 42 minutes. The final score, Hiawatha 5 and Seneca 2. They'll play one more here tonight, and then we'll be off until Sunday as they will take on each other again. But this time Sunday, it'll be a couple of afternoon tilts over in Seneca. Well, appreciate Captain Kirk Hillman once again. For Crendon Prophet to my left, I'm Brandon Tadman. Hiawatha wins it here tonight 5-2. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.